Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, it's time to hear from you. It's our I Stand for Israel segment. This is where we feature letters, emails, and website comments from those of you who have contacted the fellowship. Let's listen.
I am an ordained Christian minister of the Sovereign Creator God, and I'm committed to obey the commandments of God in thought, word, and deed. God has said that He will bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. I am certain that God will bless the countries and governments of the world who remain loyal to Israel when others have forsaken her. I have many friends in my life that are Jewish, and I believe that the Jewish people hold a special place in the eyes of God.
I have been standing with Israel all my life. Growing up years ago, in my neighborhood were Jewish, Black, and Italian families. We all got along. My mother took me to see the newsreels during World War II at the movies. I cried at what I saw was discovered at Treblinka, Dachau, and Auschwitz. God gave this land of Israel to His people after the war. God said He would take care of them. From the Oslo Accord to the Palestinian conflicts, we have seen God's hand over everything. I could go on and on. To me, it often seems hopeless, complex, or confusing in Israel. But when I read the scriptures, I understand God's plan for His people.
You've been hearing from our listeners today on Holy Land Moments in our Listener Letters segment. We'd love to hear your comments as well. Contact us at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and let us know how you stand for and support Israel and the Jewish people. You can reach us at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.